Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is ESPN Radio 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Show. Here with your host, Ryan White, and my co-host, David
McKelvin.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us out there. We have a couple guests in studio today. I have James Feldman and Jason Gordon with AmeriFirst Financial.
Thank you for having us on.
Hey, guys.
And hopefully, on the phone, calling in, Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair. Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thanks, Tiffany. And fifth, we do hope, although she hasn't showed up yet, a fifth guest, Sugar Jones. She is our internet marketing specialist. She's going to talk about the way people are searching for homes through the internet nowadays and what they should be doing and shouldn't be doing. So our focus today is going to be primarily on saving money by fixing your credit. And I'm going to throw this out there right away. Just a parental warning. There's going to be some math involved. Okay?
Get your calculators out.
There's no way around it. My loan officers here have been crunching numbers all afternoon frantically. There's math involved. We're going to try to simplify it for you. So just bear with us a little bit there. First thing we're going to get into is an item we touched on last show, which is the Mortgage Debt Relief Act. It was or is slated to end in 2012.
Looks like it's going to be approved.
Yeah, there was an ad in the Union Tribune, an article I guess it is, saying that the Senate Finance Committee has approved an extension of the Mortgage Debt Relief Protection Act through 2013. Now, it's important to note it's not completely approved. It still has to go through the Senate for the official approval. But nonetheless, it's looking good. And the reason this is important is because should a homeowner go through a short sale, this would prevent that homeowner from being hit with having to pay taxes on the written off amount of money, the forgiven debt.
All in favor of approving the Mortgage Debt Relief Act?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. It is my expectation if this doesn't get approved, we will see an enormous spike in foreclosures because really there's no massive benefit to go through with a short sale should you be hit with the tax implications. So good news, a little bit of throwback from last show. One other article we'd like to talk about here is another one from the Union Tribune. It talks about home prices have reached a four-year high. And here's what they're saying. $342,000 is the median home price right now. Again, $342,000 median home price right now.
For San Diego County.
San Diego County. Thank you. Thank you. And it compared with the peak in 2005, November, of $517,000.
That is a huge, huge difference in price.
Huge disparity.
I think that's about 34%.
34%. Who would have known?
Right? So off a third. Off a whole third. So we're talking nearly $200,000 drop in price. And it's my belief that this is one of the reasons the market is heating up. This huge, huge drop in the heating up market and lower rates.
Let's talk about the market heating up. I mean, right now they're telling us that the home prices are up by 14% right now.
Right, and you also have building permits that are actually at a four-year high. And the likelihood of any monetary easing on a go-forward is probably very bleak. So any help from the Fed in respect to getting some relief on lowering rates with a combination of jobless claims actually finally stabilizing and having building permits at a four-year high is a very optimistic.
What are rates today,
Jason?
Well, that just depends. I'd say
a very political answer.
It's a very accurate answer. Not everyone gets the same rates, but we're looking great still.
Well, let's say that we're looking at a 30-year fixed, conventional loan, meaning under 417, 80% loan-to-value, meaning you got 20% in the home, and I've got what FICO score?
Okay, so let's run through a couple different scenarios. There's a huge disparity between rate if you're dealing with a FICO, for instance, on a conventional 30-year fixed of a 620 versus a 740.
Well, let's just say in general, What's your rate today? I got 700 FICO score. What am I talking about?
You're looking on a 30-year fixed about 3.5, 3.5.
You're the numbers guy, right? You want the bottom line right now. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at Jamie Feldman right now. You look like a young Alan Greenspan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Got your calculator out.
All right. So moving right along. So
well, we believe that it is the combination of the decrease in the inventory.
Correct.
And the increase of demand, often spurred on by the lowering of rates that we just described. We are at historic interest rate lows.
We are.
That is slowly pushing the median home price up. So really, what should we gather from this? Do we think this is the bottom? Are we there?
No, this isn't the bottom. We're off the bottom.
We are off
the
bottom.
But that doesn't mean we're not going to bounce around a little bit. I mean, I looked at some numbers. Right now, the foreclosures are down nationwide by 2.99% in the country. Foreclosure prices are up by 12.2%. What that really says to me that there's not as many foreclosures, and the lack of inventory is driving these foreclosure prices up. So I believe we're off the bottom. I mean, that's my take on it.
Yeah, and with that combined with a marginal fall in jobless claims, and if you look back over the last 4 or so weeks, the moving average has actually decreased by 6,000 claims. There is some indication that the labor market's actually stabilizing.
All right, well, here's the scoop. Brian and I both have had bank relationships and currently have bank relationships, and we feel that that ship has sailed. I mean, we don't have very many properties in pre-foreclosure. In fact, the only one we have right now is one that's rented. And we just don't see the foreclosures coming to market like they used to. Loans are being approved for modification. Short sales are being approved. Homes are being purchased at the auction, if they get that far, by investors. So by the time we see these foreclosures, in fact, I looked at some other numbers here in San Diego. Just in San Diego, I mean, there's certain counties that are different than this, but one in every 471 housing units is actually in a foreclosure.
That's incredible.
That's a pretty low number considering where we've come from. In fact, San Diego didn't make the top five cities across the country that had foreclosures. I mean, yeah. Chicago tops the hill, right? Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, Phoenix, you know, those are the top five.
So we're talking about here. Maybe we're coming out of this. You know, maybe we've hit the bottom. Maybe we're bouncing around a little bit at the bottom. One of the things that is a determining factor is the number of move-in buyers, I guess first-time buyers, I should say, those people that are currently renters that become homeowners.
The rental market's been super hot.
Rental market is hot.
Put your house on the market for rent, it's going to have people lining up to rent it.
Without question.
Right.
So CNN Money did an article that is backed by Zillow. I'm not a big fan of Zillow, but nonetheless, it's backed by Zillow. And it says that of the markets they surveyed, 20 metro areas surveyed, the vast majority of them had a 3-year break-even point for renting versus owning. And here's what that means. If you rent, you're paying your mortgage. If you rent, you're paying your rent. If you own, you're paying a mortgage. You're paying homeowner's insurance.
Let's hope you're paying your mortgage.
Yes, hopefully you're paying your mortgage.
And in some cases,
you're also paying your rent.
Mortgage. Right. But
let's hope that the people that you're paying rent to are making their mortgage payment.
True.
And I think it's important also to add that there is, in some cases, the component of Melrose as well.
Melrose. And you're probably receiving a tax break because you can write off the interest. Okay. So all that combined, again, rent versus whatever your home payment is, it's a 3-year payback, meaning that for every amount of time you own the home after 3 years, you're actually getting ahead as opposed to renting.
But it goes further than that. You're paying down your principal balance with your payments. You're also subject to enjoy the appreciation of value moving forward when your house goes up in value.
Absolutely. There's long residual effects from that, certainly. So if we're talking about making the move from being a renter to being a homeowner, that there's usually a couple components to that, and one is commonly a loan, right? Not unusual. FHA loans, conventional loans, they're out there. Mm-hmm. Which really brings us to our point of how much money you can be saving by fixing your credit. And here's where we are with that. Generally, there are 4 things that a lender will look at. And just as general, loan-to-value ratio, the borrower's income, borrower's cash reserves, and credit. And I would happen to say that fixing your credit is by far the easiest to do of those four.
Correct. I would actually like to add a fifth, which is whether or not they're a wage earner or they're self-employed.
Okay. Good enough. Well, when we determine that there's this matrix that we use and we talk about fixing credit, well, that's exactly why we have dedicated credit repair on the phone, to go over some unique situations where they can fix credit. And more importantly than that, not all of us need to actually pay someone for credit repair. There are some pretty simple things that Tiffany is going to go through with us about what we can do on our own to fix our credit score, go over some credit myths, and anything else we may need to know about credit. Should you have any questions for us on the show, number here is 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. And when we come back, Tiffany Hazelar, dedicated credit repair, will tell us all about the credit myths.
The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235, or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. Are you looking to buy a new or used car? Would you like to get a special deal just for listening to the show? All you have to do is go to bestcardealsandiego.com and get connected with my friends at Toyota of Escondido. I guarantee you get a great deal and walk away happy. They'll give you the most for your trade and the lowest price for your new or used car purchase. They have a 12.5-acre facility, so finding the perfect car is easy. By the way, they can finance anyone. If you've had a bankruptcy, short sale, foreclosure, even a repossession, everyone walks away happy at Toyota of Escondido. Just go to bestcardealsandiego.com today. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. Toyota of Escondido is a family-owned and operated company, so you can support the local community, get treated the way you deserve, and ultimately get the best car deal in San Diego. Go to bestcardealsandiego.com right now. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. And get the best possible deal on a car in San Diego today. BestCarDealSanDiego.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. This is ESPN Radio 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour, with your host, David McKelvin.
In the flesh.
And Ryan White. We have in studio with us James Feldman and Jason Gordon,
our
mortgage loan consultants from AmeriFirst. Sugar Jones has joined us. Thank you, Sugar. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
And I have on the phone Tiffany Hazelar, our resident credit expert with dedicated credit repair. You still there, Tiffany?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, we talked off the air just a little bit, and one of the things you came up with is you gave me a great list of some things consumers can do on their own to fix their credit. And you mentioned a couple things about foreclosure and short sale and how they may affect your credit. Could you go through a few of those for us?
I absolutely can. Typically, when we are working with clients, potential clients in particular, we're looking at their credit reports and overall giving them a thorough analysis of what exactly is affecting their scores. Just as a loan is divided into several components for eligibility, so is the FICO score. It's actually designed to have five different sections that are included in what encompasses a FICO score. And just one of those sections is the payment history. When we look at the payment history of a client's credit report, we're looking at things like foreclosures, short sales, missed late payments, and open collections. But that, a lot of times consumers aren't aware that that's just 35% of what incorporates or encompasses a FICO score. So when we're looking at late payments, open collections, and things like that, we're really advising clients to try to dispute as many of those derogatory trade lines as possible by utilizing some of the various consumer acts that protect consumers against inaccurate and erroneous reporting, such as the Fair Credit Reporting Act or the debt verification laws or debt validation laws. When we dispute derogatory trade lines or late payments off of credit, typically we see about a 65 to 75% chance of deletion, which equals an increase in score anywhere from 60 to 80 points within about 90 days.
Wow. Tiffany, how long would you say it would take to get someone's derogatory credit off?
Well, on average, like I said, usually about 90 days, we see about a 90-point to 100-point increase. But clients do see an average increase of, you know, anywhere from 30 points or so per month in our program. But when we dissect the method to that madness, so to speak, we're looking to determine what types of derogatory items we have the quickest chance of removal. But there's another section of the FICO score that clients or consumers aren't always aware of, and that's 30% of your score, overall FICO score, is calculated based on the amount of debt that you owe. A lot of times the misconception is that the amount of income is important when calculating a FICO score, and of course that's just not true. When you're looking at an increase or trying to get a rapid increase in an individual's FICO score, the quickest overnight way of doing that is just to advise consumers to pay down credit card debt about 35% of their available limits. And that will be almost an instantaneous increase in FICO score.
That's a really good analogy to know.
Well, Tiffany, I've got a question for you. I hear this every single day, and I think a lot of people out there may actually be interested in hearing about this, and that is whether or not having inquiries on your credit score is actually going to affect the FICO score. I mean, is this really going to make a big difference in the overall score?
Well, I think that there's some truth in rumors. And, for example, inquiries come to 10% of the FICO score. So certainly it is calculated into the algorithms that determine the FICO score risk factors, but ultimately it's just 10%. Also, inquiries are the only thing that stay on a credit for just 2 years versus 7 for most derogatory trade lines.
Inquiries stay on there for 2 years?
Correct. Yeah, they stay for 2 years. Now, there's two different types of inquiries, and this is a misconception often. Soft inquiries and hard inquiries are the two types of inquiries that can occur on a consumer's credit file. Soft inquiries are simply when a consumer pulls their own credit on any consumer website to see exactly where their scores are and how their, you know, what their score rating is. Unfortunately, most consumer websites do not give a true FICO score, however. FICO is a system that's been copywritten by Fair Isaac Corporation, and so many of the other consumer-driven scoring models are just copycat versions of that particular model. So frustration that we see from clients is that they'll want to avoid having a point deduction by pulling credit through a lender, and they'll go purchase a credit report and see that their consumer-driven report offered a different score than what their actual true FICO is. But needless to say, any inquiry performed outside of a lender pulling credit is considered a soft inquiry and does not bring the score down.
So you mentioned a couple sentences ago that one of the fastest thing a consumer can do is pay down credit card debt. And you threw out the number of 35%.
So
30%. Thank you. 30%. So as an example, if I've got a credit card that has a balance on it, an available balance on it of $10,000, I want the revolving balance to be $3,000 or less. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. And the key there is that when I'm dealing with credit, I'm dealing with credit-challenged clients. So in order to really hit the sweet spot on a FICO score where you're actually seeing aggressive increases in FICO points, you actually need to be at that 35% or lower range on a credit card balance.
We like to see the aggressive increases, Tiffany. That's what we like to see over here.
Exactly. And, you know, the other thing that I touched on and maybe didn't complete my sentence or thought on was that not only do you have to keep your balances at 35% or lower, you also have to have 3 to 5 revolving types of credit. If you have less than 3, you're considered to have inadequate amounts of credit. And if you have more than 5 revolving lines of credit, you're considered excessive credit limit or high risk. If you are on either side of that spectrum, you're going to lose 30% of your FICO score.
All right. Well, we're on the air right now with Tiffany Hazelar from Dedicated Credit Repair. And Ryan, you were telling me Tiffany has a special for the listeners right now.
Yes, the third caller, call in, leave a message. When we say go, the third caller, call in, leave a message with their information, of course, name and phone number. We're going to need that, of course, to get back to you. Dedicated Credit Repair and Tiffany Hazelar is going to offer you a free enrollment. No fee,
no
free
obligation.
Enrollment to their credit repair system. Get your credit repaired. Get that extra 1 point a day, 90 points in 90 days like she just talked about, for free just for calling in. The number is 888-551-2593. Go ahead and call now, 888-551-2593 to the third caller. Tiffany, you still there?
Oh, my! I sure am.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
You had talked about, so I got a question for you. If I don't happen to have cash to pay down my credit card, as I can imagine a lot of people wouldn't, what if I had only three credit cards now, or four? I went out and got another credit card, and so now I spread the balance over them. Does that help me? Does that keep everything in my 30% ratio? Or what if I was able to increase the limit on one of my credit cards instead of paying it off? Would that also help?
It would help in terms of your FICO score, but keep in mind what happens to a lot of consumers is that they're trying to hit two goals using one method, and that's one goal being raising your FICO score, and the second goal meaning meeting underwriting requirements for a loan. So oftentimes what I'm going to advise someone to do to increase a FICO score can be the exact opposite advice that a lender would want a client to do in order to obtain a loan and get underwriter approval. So I just advise clients and consumers to be guarded with the one-size-fits-all type of advice that often credit experts give. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to accomplishing the purchasing of a home. So in just the question or in the context only of increasing FICO scores, yes, that's a wise thing to do in order to bring a FICO score up to keep the ratios at 30 to 35%.
Jason, I have a question for you. Let's just suppose that somebody hires Tiffany Hazelar from Dedicated Credit Repair to increase her score by, 90 points, 100 points?
Sure.
What is that going to make a difference in their overall monthly payment? What is that going to do for somebody?
Well, to borrow Tiffany's phrase of not one size fitting all in terms of general lending and in terms of programs that you go with. For example, a 30-year conventional loan, a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, there's a real myth that the rate is always going to change depending on your credit score, and that's kind of partially true, but what really changes is actually the cost to obtain that rate. So it could be points or lack of points. So for example, let's say you had an 80% loan-to-value. So you had a house worth $500,000. You're going to borrow $400,000. Divide the two, you're at 80%. A credit score of, say, 659 becomes very costly. By the way, when I say credit score, we have three credit bureaus. We pull all three of them. We drop the high, drop the low, and take the middle. If there's more than one borrower, we take the lower of the two middles, and that's the qualifying score.
That doesn't seem fair.
Well, you have to sometimes wonder if the person that you're borrowing with should be on that application. And we sometimes will advise that your score maybe or your pricing may actually be more favorable to remove that borrower. So for example, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have an actual underwriting matrix. I know that sounds very technical, but the reality is they do reward higher credit scores when it comes to the price of the loan. When I say price, it's not just the rate. The rate is the ongoing cost of borrowing that money. There's also the upfront cost to create that loan. We call that non-recurring closing costs. People look at that as paying points or not paying points. So for example, let's just look at the base underwriting matrix, if you will, for Fannie Mae. They would actually charge you 3 points for any given rate at 80% if your credit score was between a 640 and a 659. At that same loan to value, if
three?
Your credit...
Did I hear that right?
Three points.
So if you're getting a $400,000 loan, we're talking about a $12,000 point charge.
That is correct.
Just because you fall between 600 and 650, you said?
That is correct. Now, if your score is over a 740, that goes down to a quarter point. Now, what you find most mortgage professionals do is they adjust the rate so they don't have to quote that dreaded 3 points up front and scare you away. So they would adjust the rate up to make up for that, and in this case, not charge you 3 points, just charge you a higher rate. But it bears noting that that credit score of less than, 60, 65 points means a lot of money. So in talking with Tiffany and hearing Tiffany's advice, I would definitely encourage the viewers, or the, not the viewers, we're on the radio, the callers, to really consider what that actually means to your bottom line.
Yeah, I would say we're somewhere in the vicinity of, well, we can get into it a little bit deeper when we come back, but we're looking at somewhere in the vicinity of $100 a month savings by increasing your credit score by about 100 points.
In some cases, a lot more.
In some cases, even more than that. Tiffany, are you seeing more and more people interested in credit repair now that rates are so attractive?
Absolutely. The key is to find an ethical credit restoration company that's operating legitimately and truly cares about the clients. I know that for us at Dedicated Credit Repair, we're registered with the Department of Justice. So one of the requirements of our registration is to give a free consultation where we're actually evaluating which clients are ready for credit repair, quite frankly. Although we may have an increased amount of people interested in credit repair, a lot of people are still having a financial hardship and are still in the process of damaging their credit, so to speak. So working with clients who are ready for credit restoration, weeding the people out that are not and they're still having the hardship is kind of a process. But once you get down to the people that have got their situation back on track and they're ready to start repairing their credit, we have, I would say, about 500 new clients a month that are interested in that process.
That's a lot. Okay.
Again, we're on the line with Tiffany Hezelar with Dedicated Credit Repair, who is actually giving away a free credit repair consultation and restoration.
Enrollment in their Easy Pay program.
Which I'm told is a $350
value. $350
value.
That's giving away. Call us at 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. When we come back, we're going to get into detail as to how much money you can save by increasing your credit score only 100 points.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. If you're an honest person with an impeccable track record of exceptional customer service and the highest levels of integrity, then I want you to contact me today. I consider it my job to help the people of San Diego find the best service providers in town. And if you're one of them, I'd like to know about it. But let me be clear, I'm only looking for companies that have incredible records of execution and customer service. Email me directly, MrCredit@MrCredit.us. That's MrCredit@MrCredit.us, or call 888-888-0154.
We are back. You're listening to ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour. When we left, we talked about how you can save money by increasing your credit. And of course, this is focused around home loans. But really, to break it down, we're looking at, you're talking an FHA loan, and perhaps, Jason, you can correct me if I'm wrong. FHA loan, what kind of credit score do I need?
Really, a 620 will get you in the door.
620 credit score.
Yes.
Okay. And Tiffany, what is the best credit score possible out there?
Well, according to TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, 850 is supposed to be the maximum FICO score available or possible, but we do see exceptions to that rule where there are people that have slightly higher FICO scores.
Wow.
But generally speaking, the highest FICO score is 850.
Okay.
Well,
but
is that a scale from 0 to 850, or, I mean, what is that?
No, it's actually 350,
okay.
350 to 850.
So you get 350 for just being alive.
Pretty much.
No,
yeah.
I wish that were the case. A lot of people would love to have a 350. There are people that actually have no FICO score whatsoever, which is considered worse than having a 350.
Oh, wow. Good enough. And so certainly we don't expect the borrowers out there to have an 850 FICO score.
I do.
Perfect world, I guess. If everybody had that, we wouldn't need scores. What is the highest score necessary to obtain the best rates?
Really, it depends, again, on the loan. If you're looking at anything over a 740, you're pretty much good to go in terms of getting the lowest rates. If you do have private mortgage insurance, if you're putting down less than 20% on a conventional loan, a 760 and above actually is the break that you normally see for the best pricing.
Okay, so from 620 to 720, 740, mm-hmm. 760 is really where we're finding the worst pricing or the least possible score and the highest possible score and hopefully the best pricing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm stopping short of making a blanket statement for every program across the board, but Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac seems to believe a 720 or above is a good cutoff for what's considered a good score in their pricing models.
Okay,
so anything 720 and above is going to get the best pricing out there.
Yes.
Okay.
Or very close to
660 and below throws us into that. You got to bring 3 points into the deal, or
adjust your rate anywhere from maybe 3/8 of a point to 5/8 of a point.
So there's a hit on the rate.
To have your score raised 100 points. I mean, we're talking about a huge change in pricing.
Definitely.
Well, and so let's calculate that. I mean, that's really what we're here to find out is what that comes out to be, and we got to make some assumptions. Let's assume an FHA loan. Which, Jamie, tell us what an FHA loan is.
All right. So on an FHA mortgage, it's a government program that if we were to look at a purchase, for instance, we'd be looking at something that included mortgage insurance. It might have a little bit less of a down payment, 3.5% down.
That's the important part. 3.5% down is the minimum down payment for an FHA loan.
That's correct. But you also have to take into consideration that actually has increased. It used to be 3%. It's now 3.5%. And the mortgage insurance has actually increased to 1.75% of the loan amount and also a monthly mortgage insurance premium as well. So I don't really want to get too technical there, but it does afford some buyers that might not have all the money necessary to come in on a purchase, the ability to get a mortgage.
Wait a minute. I have a question. Okay, let's suppose that someone's not going to get an FHA loan. What is the lowest amount that they have to put down based on the criteria that right? I mean, are the banks loosening up on their guidelines right now? I mean, are we seeing that?
I'm going to pass this one to Jason.
Well, what comes to mind when you ask that question is if the borrower is eligible for VA financing. If they're active military or retired military.
We see a lot in San Diego County.
I got to tell you, VA financing is fantastic. We see a lot of VA buyers right now getting in with literally zero down. It is 100% financing. There is no mortgage insurance along the way. And depending on how you structure the deal, they can actually come in with literally no money. They can put their deposit down, get their deposit back, have all their costs paid for, and get a rate under 4%.
Okay, wait. Now, I'm a veteran,
okay,
so I'm listening. Okay. And I think what you're saying is that if I buy a primary residence, this can't be for an investment property. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, so just, you know, didn't want to get too excited right there. Because, I mean, I'd like to run out there and buy some investment property. I don't know about you guys, but home prices are down right now. And interest rates are low right now.
Absolutely.
And the inventory is low, too. So we're starting to see some, you know, real good signs in the marketplace right now. Although, you know, we have talked to some financial planners as of late that have suggested that this may not necessarily be, you know, the sign of the market turning around. I think that was a part of your maybe earlier about what was going on in the marketplace.
So, that has a lot to do with it. We don't know for sure. We think it is. I mean, the signs are there. Our job is to give you some insight. Nonetheless, I think an important factor here is, again, the potential savings by going out and getting this extra point addition to your credit. So, again, FHA loan, 3.5% down. Let's assume a loan balance, $400,000. Nothing outlandish, you know, average loan out there, nothing crazy going on. I can get a rate at a 620 FICO score. What rate, Jamie?
Okay, so if we're looking at a 30-year fixed on an FHA, we'd be looking at about 3.625%.
Okay. And if I bump my credit score, 720, 740, 760, what's my rate?
Closer to 3.25, 3.25%. So you're going to be looking at a monthly savings of approximately $82 a month or $984 a year.
So $82 a month. And the reason I focus on FHA is because it's my belief that most of the people that are coming out from being a renter and moving into being a home buyer are going to be interested in this loan program. So you just said $82
Correct.
A month savings for having your credit score increased by about 100 points.
That's correct.
So why would someone not go out and fix a credit? I mean, credit repair, dedicated credit repair, is like $500 under. We're talking somewhere in the vicinity of 5 months worth of a mortgage payment I have to pay in order to save for 360 months for the duration of my 30-year loan. Why in the world would – Tiffany, why doesn't everybody do this?
Well, unfortunately, not everybody looks long-sighted. I think a lot of times people are concerned that they may be taken advantage of. There are, in every industry, some less than wonderful people operating, and I think that a lot of people are skeptical sometimes of the idea that this could actually work. And so, of course, there's those people. And then there's always the idea that some people are not proactive, and a lot of people are more reactive in their financial planning. So I love that you're breaking it down this way. I wish more people would. I think that the bigger picture, obviously, it more than pays for itself almost instantaneously. And I can tell you that the majority of our clients do fit into our Easy Pay program, which is actually just $199 to enroll. And $79 a month. And the Department of Justice actually regulates the fact that a monthly fee must be paid in arrears. So essentially, if the client isn't receiving results, they simply just wouldn't pay. So it's, to me, it's a no-brainer, no-risk situation.
So $100 a month, we make that back in 3 to 5 months. Well, let's say 5 months, on the long side there. It seems to me that credit repair is not terribly exciting. Sorry, Tiffany. It's not a whole lot of consumers are interested in dealing with it. But really what we need to stress here is that once you're in the home buying process, it's too late. You need to be proactive about doing this. If you're contemplating buying a home, getting a loan for anything, boat loan, a car loan, interested in renting a home some point in the future, credit is always going to help you. And again, Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair is giving away a free Easy Pay credit enrollment for callers, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593.
You know, we were talking here with Jamie Feldman earlier from AmeriFirst Financial. You know, I quoted him as being young Alan Greenspan. And, you know, what are some of the other programs that are out there that banks are allowing borrowers to get these days to get these buyers in the house? I mean, is it opening up a little bit easier for buyers now?
Jamie, if you don't mind, I'll answer that question. You know, what we're finding right now, and just to round out the initial questions about the FHA and the VA loans, those are both meant for owner-occupied purchases. So someone who's going to live in that property as their primary residence, those are really helping people who have low down payments. Again, VA can be zero down. FHA can be 3.5% down. You know, and dare I say, when the market really did crash a few years ago, FHA saved our economy. That's my humble opinion. It allowed people to get into homes that otherwise would not have been able to get into it. At one point, the credit scores were as low as 500, believe it or not, to get in. So that's gone up a little bit since then.
Yeah.
But another kind of niche that I see really helping a lot of first-time home buyers get into their property is what we call a non-occupying co-borrower. So maybe mom and dad live in Los Angeles. Son or daughter live in San Diego.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, and looking on paper, it looks very obvious that mom and dad are not going to move to San Diego. Maybe they both work very local to where they actually live in Los Angeles. They have a beach house in Malibu, and we're looking at buying a condo in Mission Valley, say, for example, in San Diego. It's very obvious that mom and dad are not going to live there, but they want to help son or daughter get into the home. They can actually act as what's called a non-occupying co-borrower. So they can help son or daughter become the strength of paying back that loan, act as a guarantor to help son or daughter pay back that loan, and help them get into that home. And that's really opened up the door for more buyers to enter the market where conventional financing and certain other types of financing would not allow the strength of the file to be the mom and dad who are not living in the property.
Okay, so I think what you're saying is that now we're able to get buyers qualified. We've got a lack of inventory right now. So we've got a stack of buyers, and home prices are going up, so the market's heating up. And, you know, actually, I'm honored to have with us right now social media consultant Sugar Jones.
Hello, how are you?
10 years ago, social media really wasn't a big part of what we're doing, right? Now it is. And we, you know, We've got Sugar Jones in the studio today because, you know, she's blogged for Rubio's, she's blogged for Nintendo's, Invisalign, Harley Davidson, Verizon. You know, she's a consultant for social media, and I would consider her an expert in the field. I got to tell you, I run into you in all the social circles, and I'm not surprised when I do. So, you know, the way that we communicate has changed. So from your perspective, let's just suppose that you're a buyer right now. I think you suggested that you actually might buy a property. What steps would you take, given all the tools that you have right now, to find a home?
Well, first, I'm going to have to talk to Tiffany, I think.
Right? Fair enough.
I'm listening to this going, I don't know. We might have to rent a little bit longer. But, you know, one of the things you asked me, you're like, how can people look for things? I'm like, you know, there are just some audiences that's the only thing they do is they go straight online. They will Google long, you know, convoluted questions to get an answer. You know, they don't go call their mom or call anybody else. They'll go
online.
Or go
to the newspaper.
Oh, my God, what's a newspaper?
No, nothing against dream homes out there. But, you know, I mean, there is a place for that.
Well, you know what? And let me tell you, that was one of the things I was thinking about is, like, the dream homes magazines, sometimes they'll sit around in a lobby for 6 months. You pick it up, that's not necessarily a current listing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about social media is you can change midstream. You know, you can kind of like, hey, this marketing isn't working for this property. Let's change it up. Let's do something else. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe something hit, and then all of a sudden you've got this, everybody's excited about this one thing, one aspect about a property. Well, you can't go back and change your magazine article mm-hmm. or your magazine advertisement, but you can certainly change a Facebook listing or mm-hmm. anything on Twitter or YouTube video and just kind of go in that direction.
It's a very confusing market out there right now for a lot of the buyers. I mean, there's tons and tons of tools, apps out there, zillions of apps for people to tap into to find out what this house is for sale, whether this house is in default, whether this house is foreclosed on. And I can't tell you how many calls I get about confused buyers saying, is this house for sale or is it just in default? And when we come back, let's dive into exactly what's going on through the mind of the buyer and also how these people are reacting with the social media now that we can communicate to each other instantaneously. I mean, what you do now can be posted on Facebook. Properties that we're selling can be posted on Facebook. I mean, where's the balance in this whole thing? How do we work it out and find out the best way to market the properties?
That's a good question.
You know, I talk a lot about real estate on the show because real estate mistakes are very costly. Many of the people I hear from who are in bad situations with money have made at least one or more real estate mistakes in recent history. It's tough for me because I would have easily been able to help them avoid those mistakes if we had spoken sooner rather than later. This is why I urge anyone who is facing foreclosure, thinking about a short sale, or stuck in what I call the loan modification nightmare to call the Real Estate Helpline today and get some free and honest advice before doing anything. You can also get a free home valuation and loan modification update as well. It's 888-888-0154. That's the phone number, 888-888-0154, or email online, MrCreditRadio.com.
We couldn't imagine functioning without the advice of our CPA.
Mark Cuneo, Vice President of Grower Relations, Sebastiani Vineyards and Winery.
We just finished a new multi-million dollar winery, and without our CPA being involved in all of the capital planning, financing, and the leasing of equipment, we would have never realized our dreams of creating our quality product.
Certified public accountants are at the heart of sound financial decision-making, providing objective financial guidance to help companies grow and families build financial security.
Our CPA is very much a member of the team. Emma's dog is even painted on the wall of the tasting room.
Make sure your CPA is a member of the California Society of Certified Public Accountants. Trusted, objective, at the heart of sound financial decisions.
There really always has been a CPA involved in the decisions. It's really kept us in business for over 100 years and family-owned and operated for over 100 years.
To ask a CPA, visit us at calcpa.org.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome back to AM Station 1700 ESPN. We're talking to social media consultant guru,
no,
Sugar Jones. Sugar Jones. And before we get into that, if you have any questions about credit repair, about whether or not you should refinance, call us now. We've actually got a program right now. The third caller, if I think we're doing it again, gets free consulting, 888-551-2593. Call 888-551-2593.
Well, more than free consulting, enrollment in the program. Not just conversation, although she'll certainly consult with you, but enrollment in the program to repair your credit score, bring you up that extra 100 points or so you need to get the best pricing. And really, what I want to emphasize here is when you start looking for a home, it's commonly too late. You guys, you need to do this ahead of time. You need to be proactive about doing so.
You know, I agree, Ryan. It's really, there's so many things to plan, whether it's your credit score, whether it's arranging the documentation availability of the money you're bringing in for your down payment and your closing costs, whether it's shopping around for a loan. My thought really is in this market, and both of you are real estate professionals, I'll ask you, will anybody actually accept an offer to purchase a home without evidence that they can pay cash or that they're pre-approved for a loan?
It's pretty rare. Certainly makes the offer a whole lot more valuable.
It's not
to
really
have
an
that
offer unless they've really got a valid pre-qualification letter. You know, and I think Tiffany talked on something a little earlier, and that is really securing the right credible company to do your credit repair. Because as we talked a little bit with Cynthia offline, was that, you know, that freecreditreport.com?
First you call me Guru, then you call me Cynthia. You're totally killing me here today, David.
Sugar. Call her Sugar.
My name is Sugar. My mom calls me Cynthia. But anyway, I've actually had a couple of friends that who have, you know, gone to their billing statement, have seen just random $20 here and there, and they were like, wait a minute, what is this? And it was because they had gone to a quote-unquote free credit report bureau online, and they never went back and said, hey, I don't want any future information. And so since they didn't actually say that and specifically opt out, they were getting charged. And so, you know, $100 later, because everybody's busy and they're not necessarily checking all their statements thoroughly, which we should, I'm sure. I'm sure you gentlemen do, but the rest of us normal people that are too crazy busy, we, you know, every 6 months we'll look at our statements and go, what the heck happened there?
Yeah, we're getting charged $20 every month.
Yeah, so that's $120. You know, that's a really nice night out with your family or something.
So, Tiffany, do you have any clients where freecreditrepair.com is actually charging them and hurting their credit? Tiffany, did we lose you?
With us. All right.
We lost you.
She's okay. Lost for words. All right.
Well, there
you
we go.
You stumped her, Ryan. Well. You stumped her. Good for you. Well, Sugar. And this comes out, I've known you for what, 15 years?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say,
I can call you.
When David actually sold my house, and one of the things when he brought buyers to us, so the first thing we said was, are they pre-qualified? Are they pre-qualified? Are
Absolutely.
They pre-qualified? And we
that.
Only took, you know, we only looked at offers from people that were already pre-qualified.
Good for you.
Yeah, and now that...
See, I only check my bank statements every 6 months, but when it comes to the big money, yeah.
Yeah, they better be qualified before we take the house off the market, right?
Exactly.
So now, you discussed a little bit earlier that you might actually be a buyer once maybe some credit
once
repairs.
I talked to Tiffany,
right.
Yes.
Okay. You're not alone, right? You're not alone. And so what are the steps, being that you are a social media consultant? I mean, you're on the cutting edge of what's going on out there right now. I mean, I expect someone like you to really know where to go and what to do when it comes to finding the right house for you. What would you do?
Well, since I know you, I'd probably just go straight to your listings and find out what's going on in your listings. I tend
to say,
you know,
that.
It's like, and no, it's like hairstylists, right? You know, somebody that's been taking care of you before. You're not going to, you know, go and get your bangs done by somebody that, you know, works at Supercuts. So anyway,
well,
he's not my Supercuts real estate agent.
I think what you're saying is that you would go by referral.
I would go by referral, but I would go to your site first. I wouldn't call you and bother you and be like, hey, what's in this zip code? What's in that zip code? And, you know, hopefully,
perfect.
And you've done a good job about this, and a lot of real estate agents I've seen have done the same thing, where they'll write things about the neighborhoods, what the schools are like, what the parks are like, is it walkable, is it, you know, what's the temperature like, just everything, you know. People tend to worry more about just kind of, you know, little things about the house, but really it's a lifestyle you're buying. You're not just buying the house. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you allowed to do on your house? Can you like the chickens, they're huge right now. Can you have a chicken coop on your property or whatever? You know, are the neighbors just going to totally call you out? I mean, one place
that
we
put that on your wish list.
Yeah, I have chickens.
Oh,
okay,
you do?
I'll just show you. I moved
Learn
to a place where
day,
we could do that.
Right?
There you go. But one of the places that we did move to, and it was a neighborhood that we were in with you. You didn't find this place for me, but, It didn't have air conditioning. It was a rental. It didn't have air conditioning. So we put in one of those little window units because we were dying. It was like 120
super
degrees.
Hot right now.
Yeah. 120 degrees on the third floor. It was a 3-floor walk-up. And we get a call from the association. You have to take that out. I'm like, oh, bite me. You know,
make me.
Come over here and make
me
take this air conditioning out.
The droves of being a tenant.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But that was something that really drove us out of that neighborhood. We were like, really? You can't even stick a stinking air conditioning unit in a window, which I totally understood. You know, the guy across the street didn't like it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But those are the things that I think are really important to find. And those aren't the questions I'm going to waste my time, you know, waste your time on. I'd rather find all that information on your site, information about the neighborhoods, and there's so much going on. Most communities, like San Alejo Hills, they have their own site. Most communities will talk about what's going on, activities, you know, and then you can really see, is this a place that I want to live, that I want to spend, you know, hopefully more than 5 years in, and that where I want my kids to grow up and go to school and make friends.
There's a couple sites out there that you might want to take note of. One of them is SoCal Floor Plans. And I'm not being paid to do this, but SoCalFloorPlans.com, they actually have most of the floor plans that are out there in the community. So a lot of times I'll get a buyer that'll say, David, I'm looking for a single-level house with 4 bedrooms. And I'll be able to look through all the different floor plans from all the different developers and find out which community has that right floor plan and actually send a copy to the buyer and figure out what's going on. But it's a very confusing world out there for the buyers. And the platform, the technology platforms that are out there, we've got foreclosure.com, propertyshark.com, Zillow. I mean, just to name a tiny few
There's
of the sites that are out there.
And if I could, David, you know, while I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, gosh, you know, there are so many outlets to find properties, but it is so important to get in touch with somebody like ourselves at AmeriFirst, where we are a direct lender. We've got the ability to do in-house underwriting, processing, funding, doc drawing, all these fancy things. But what is important is you need to know exactly what you can afford so you're not spending a lot of time on the internet or spending a lot of time in the car driving around and looking at homes that potentially you maybe can't afford. Or in some cases, maybe you can afford more than you think you can afford. And it's just really important to get that documentation line.
Well, the bottom line is that underwriting guidelines have changed. I mean, they got to the point where they were so loose that, you know, people lost their homes in some cases because they frankly couldn't afford them. And now that the underwriting guidelines have changed, in order to get yourself prepared to buy a home, you know, look at your credit score, figure out what you're qualified to buy, and then actually go out there. I mean, go like Sugar said, buy referral, find somebody that you trust, that, you know, maybe you did business with before, a real estate agent, go out there and find a home. But when you're out there looking, here's some of the things that we found on the front lines when we study homes and prices every day and we work with these buyers that is really confusing the buyer. Because if you go to Zillow.com, if you go to Realtor.com, some of these other sites like PropertyShark.com, you can see the notice of defaults. Now, the notice of default is when a borrower is basically in the rear by 3 months or whatever the predetermined deadline for that particular lender is, that the lender will usually after 90 days record a notice of default. Now, this does not mean that the property's on the market. I get buyers calling me saying, David, what about this property? What about that property? In fact, I've gotten word that some people are out there actually driving around with these properties that have been recorded in default and knocking on the door asking, is this house for sale? And I got to tell you, don't do that.
Oh, my God.
These people are upset. They may be working on a loan modification. You know, check. If there's an app out there called, you go to Realtor.com, download their app. I use it, and I subscribe to the multiple listing service. The multiple listing service has an app for finding out whether a house is for sale, but it's too cumbersome.
But at that point, though, you're like a serious buyer. You're already like ready to go. If you're downloading an app, you're a serious buyer.
Yeah.
But say, for instance, what you just said, you know, just totally befuddled me. I'm like, oh, God, what did he just say? I just lost you at like the third word. But if you guys were writing a blog post about it, you know, something kind of like simplifying it for the people that, you know, like to play Monopoly instead of like actually running around and like
I buy
checking
Park Place.
Out. There you go. Oh, my gosh. My son and I fight over Park Place every single time. But, you know, that's as interested in property as I want to be other than like, how's it going to make me feel? So for the people that's going to make them feel, you know, like the big scary words like default or, you know, whatever it is that's going on. if you were to write a post on your site and, you know, and answer a question, and if somebody in the middle of the night woke up and said, you know, what does it mean when a property's in default? You know, if they find their dream home and they find out it's in default, what does that mean to them? You could write that post and somebody could find you. And, you know, just being the person that answered that really overwhelming question to them, that's a great way to bring a buyer to you, because you kind of made them feel not so stupid. Like, a lot of people are asking this question, you know? So just simplifying it, answering questions on a blog or a website, great way to attract buyers.
Yeah, you know, well spoken from a social media consultant, right? I mean, that's what a lot of the younger people are doing. They're actually going out there and they're keywording different questions to Google, and then they're coming up with their answers, and they're able to hide behind their phone. They're able to hide behind their phone numbers. These buyers out there have a lot of tools that are available to them. And one of the tools that I use is the Realtor.com app. If I've identified a neighborhood that I like to be in and I'm driving around and I want to know what houses are for sale, it's a great app. And it's a way for you to remain anonymous. So there are a lot of tools out there, but you know, at the same time, just beware that some of the tools that are out there are not necessarily tools you really want to take up, because some of these houses are not for sale. They're just, you know, perhaps in default.
We spent a lot of the show talking about home loans for buying homes, but there's a whole other segment of the market out there for refinance. This is a big part of the business. And we've talked the whole time, interest rates are incredibly low, historically low. At what rate, guys, may I first guess, at what rate does a homeowner need to call and start talking about a refinance? If they have a rate above what, do they need to call?
I'd say anything over 4% to at least give us a call. We do have some other options that in some of our programs we can actually do a free rate reduction where all closing costs that would go into a refinance are paid by us, the lender, which, you know, we know there's no free lunch out there in economics. Everyone's going to get paid. The question is who pays them, and at certain rates we can actually pay all the closing costs so that the borrower nets no new cost. And the reality is that rate that we're doing is lower than what they currently have, they win, everyone wins, and they can get a free reduction of rate.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't actually believe that they can refinance because home prices are down, right? I mean, they feel like they're upside down. They feel like they can't actually refinance. They'd love to. Maybe they have the income, but they bought at a certain time, or maybe their loan to value is wrong, which means that, you know, their loan is higher than the ratio that would qualify them to refinance right now. So you talked earlier about some programs that you have that somebody calls in and they say, I want to refinance, and you determine that they can't at this time. But you can monitor them and let them know if market conditions have changed such that they actually can refinance.
Yeah, that's really a very, very good point, David. When it comes to monitoring, and if the timing's not exactly right, what we can do at AmeriFirst is we can actually set alerts that line up with your property. And we can look at saleable comps in the neighborhood, we can look at other activity that's going on, and we can alert you, the consumer, when there may be a potential for a refinance or potentially selling your home at a price that is comfortable for you. So it's just about putting it in the hands of somebody that's looking out for you, us staying in communication, and taking it from there.
So just to recap, we are looking at somewhere around 4%. If you've got a rate above 4%, give us a call, 888-551-2593. If you have a credit score lower than 620, give us a call. Free enrollment, easy pay credit repair, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. I want to say thank you to all of our guests.
Yes, thank you very much for being on the show, Sugar Jones at sugarjonesblog.com.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair, thank you very much.